Welcome to GuideTruth365, where I bring you news, updates, and coaching tips. Today is episode 246. So, a couple of episodes back, I discussed my clinical practice. And I don't normally talk too much about that on here. I usually try to focus more around coaching, around communications, around personal growth. All of those things are important. It doesn't matter what level, where you are in life, or even, you know, what your job, what your position, what your career is, or even what age you are. So, you know, I'm quite, I've done a lot of work, a lot of research. I've had a lot of coaches over the last sort of 5-6 years. As far as personal growth communications go, but I really wanted to focus on clinical practice. And at the moment here in New Zealand, we've had 3 major colleges shut down due to COVID-19 last year. So this year was a little bit unpredictable, really, about where the profession was actually going, and how we were actually going to incorporate it, not just only into our education system, because it already is. We already have what we call national standards for all of our education, right through our colleges. And massage and body work has always been part of that through the colleges that were shut down last year. So if we skip the politics and how it comes down to points and EFTs and all of these types of things, the profession is still really needed within our communities, within our corporate worlds, within our world full stop. And I was having a discussion yesterday about how we have become almost, not physios, but almost to that point where we are. We aren't at the level where we could diagnose. You do have to have a 4-year doctorate degree to do that, and I'd say that would be stock standard universal. But we are taught orthopedic testing. We are taught to take our clients, our patients, through a consultation process where we have to rule out whether there's any nerve damage, whether they need to be referred to a specialist, whether they need to be referred to a doctor. So we are at a level within our profession where we're not technically diagnosing. However, in school or in college, we are taught to rule out and do the specific testing for these things. So if you come to see me, and quite regularly I will have clients or athletes or just everyday weekend warriors, I call them, come in, they've hurt their calf, they've gone and just done a 21k run and they're a bit sore, they don't know if it's pulled, if it's torn, you know, and so it's really, we are taught to that level where we would diagnose, not diagnose, but we do a couple of tests to see what is going on. If we think that there's anything more serious, then we will refer you out. So, you know, but the where I'm getting to here is that I had a couple of people mention, we had some new students, and, you know, I think people are sort of like, well, if we want to get that type of treatment, then we would just go to a physio, or we would just go to a doctor. And this is true. You know, I am a big and a firm believer in the positive reinforcement and the neurological processes that the body goes through, that the brain goes through, that the nervous system goes through as soon as I place my hands on that person, on that client. That already is sending messages to the brain. So touch is so important. And I think, you know, we need to keep body work to that form. Yes, we can do all the testing, but really it's a very short amount of time within that consultation. You know, the rest of it still needs to be a hands-on process. We still need to be moving tissue. We still need to be stretching fascia. We still need to be, working on the joints. We still need to be releasing tendons and ligaments, and still doing that deeper work with that person. And to do that, that is a hands-on practice. Yeah. So, you know, I don't want to see the profession move away from having that physical contact. However, yes, there are certain instances where we do need to be training our body workers to have more understanding as well. You know, you can quite easily do a lot of damage if you're stretching and pulling someone and working deep, doing some deep fascial work. If you've got no experience, you've done a 2-week course online and you've got no idea about human anatomy and the damage that you could be doing more or further down the track. So there is a big gap. I am hoping that we can close that. I'm definitely on the case. We've got some people that have been in the profession for a really long time that are really trying to make things work here. But yeah, that was just a little bit of information about clinical practice. That's the my other daytime job that I do. And I just wanted to share that with you today. So thank you for listening. Tune in again tomorrow.